We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Like Thanksgiving Eve? Happy Thanksgiving Eve?
Time to hit up all the townie boys.
Happy Turkey Eve, everybody.
I'm ready.
Happy when all the people that didn't like you in high school come back home. Or actually, those people never left.
Did that? I never did that.
I couldn't.
There was just not any chance in hell. Because it was like, well, everybody that's already there never left ESM.
Yeah, right. They've always been here. Yeah.
Yeah. So I see him anyway.
They've been at Trappers too this whole time.
Yes, yeah, both of them, in both locations, and the beginning.
They've been at the beginning and the this whole time.
It'll give me the Billy Bill on the B 2. But down here, though, no, not a chance. It's gonna be. It's always an S show.
Really,
down
in
here.
Armory?
Well,
I don't know. I don't go places. Nobody from high school is looking to hang out with me. They weren't then, they aren't now.
Nah, they told me.
Yeah, no, they'll, yeah.
They're
and
like, do you know where he's going to be? And I'm like, here's his schedule.
We're going to avoid that.
Here's where he is.
I'm so burpy. Good morning.
You got the burps?
I don't know why.
Do you want me to burp you? Let me pat you on the back?
I ate literally nothing yesterday. Not literally nothing, but like a Slim Jim and some chips, and that was all I had yesterday.
Those meat sticks will do it to you, man. Those meat sticks will give it to you.
And a thing of Pringles. The combo of Pringles and Slim Jims, guys, am I going to say?
I almost feel like they should sell them together.
They really should. Like, you take a bite of a Pringle, you take a bite of a Slim Jim. It's like a cheese and crack. It's like a meat and crackers, but like.
So, what you're saying.
Gas station version.
What you're saying is they need to have a Slim Jim Pringle.
How would I do that?
They just use whatever meat dusting or whatever. And
whatever flavoring they're putting into that sawdust.
Yeah.
Put it onto the chips.
Yep. Slap that on the Pringles and bing, bang, boom.
Yeah, but I do like the mouthfeel of a Slim Jim. Like a meat stick in my mouth.
Well, you can also eat Slim Jims.
Yeah. True.
I'm just saying, for an added bonus.
True.
Treat yourself to a Slim Jim flavored Pringle.
It's a great combo, man.
I mean, that sentence would probably never be uttered.
Slim Jim flavored Pringle?
Treat yourself.
I would.
I mean.
Yeah, Tom, I had meat and potatoes. Yeah. I had a whole meal. I had meat and potatoes.
Healthy choices. You got a starch in there. No vegetable, but, you know.
That was it, man.
It's okay. Make up for it.
I was in my car for 6 hours yesterday, so I was just like, I got to get something to eat.
You didn't hit up no BK or nothing? You just started driving around, Berg?
No, because I was like worried because I had to leave here and then deliver whiskey to Bremer's, and then my kids got out early yesterday, so I was like, if I stop, I gotta get there in time. I don't want to be, because I'm all the way out in Utica, and I got back, so I was like, just staying on focus.
Gotcha.
I did make a little pit stop over at Paper and Leaf.
Oh.
Shout out to our good friends at Paper and Leaf Hemp Company. Went and saw them in New Hartford yesterday, as they unlocked the doors.
Oh, yeah?
I was standing outside.
Hello? Can I come in, please? Can I please come in and buy your edibles? Thank you.
And for stoners, that's the worst.
Why?
They're like, oh, my God. All right, man. Like, all right. I was going to fire one up first, but all right. All right.
We're here.
Let me get the cash register open. No, I'm just kidding.
I wasn't the only one, though. That was me and then two old guys.
Oh, yeah.
But I've accepted that I'm on old people time now.
Yeah.
So they're just there looking to, get their pain relief, and I'm there to be, because I'm awake and moving around.
Yep. No, I get you. Make my stop over there.
Yeah, dude.
Later on today.
Yeah, load it up, man.
Might as well.
I don't know if they got mad at it, but they got good stuff out in New Hartford. So go see them. You got to deal with your family a lot this week? Yeah, go see Paper Leaf Hemp Company.
And, man, now it's easier than ever. You don't have to sneak off and try to hit your pen even anymore, because even though it doesn't smell, you still got to go somewhere so that, they don't see the plumes of smoke. Man, you can just eat candy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're just going to eat food.
Have a delicious treat, yeah. And then you just sit there on the couch and watch football.
Yep.
And you're way more relaxed about it.
Yep.
So, you get there. Rick's Krispy Treat.
Yes.
Now, you don't even need that, man. You don't even need that. Although that one where I get that 3G one that I got, it was a good Rice Krispie treat.
Right?
They're making good.
That's the thing.
I would imagine back in the 80s and 90s, it was like, this is the grossest food ever. But now.
Even like leading up to it, it sounded like they were great. Like some of the homemade stuff was okay, but there's nothing better than eating a piece of chocolate that was 90% weed.
Yeah.
And just your whole face and senses smell like it because the chocolate's just
there cheap. As a conduit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did it like the brownies just used to be gross brownies or were there actual good brownies being made?
The problem is that they were okay.
Thank you, Diva.
But you never really knew the potency.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because you could be like, I put, however much.
I don't know where it floated in the brownie mix, so...
Yeah, I decarbed it and did this, or, the best is like what some of our showbros and showgirls do, where they've got things to make, like butter and stuff.
Yeah. Then, the technology has gotten crazy. Like,
now you're good.
Now you go into a place like Paper Leaf, and every package has a QR code on the back, which takes you to lab results. It's like, what?
which is good. Which is good, too, because it shows you everything's awesome. In there. But it's insane that... Yeah, it's on the bag.
Here, just scan this code with your phone.
The nerdiness that we're at. And I'm thankful because I'm coming into it while everything is nerdy now.
Yeah.
I saw the subreddits I follow, this guy was like, he posted a little gummy and it was 100 milligrams.
Yeah.
And he goes, guys, I just ate this before work. Am I going to be all right? And all the comments are like, hey, man.
Hey,
you're going to call in today.
Yeah, here's the thing.
I'm new to this.
Hey, man, I bought this. Is 100 milligrams a lot? And they're like, hey, dude,
if you're not
on this planet. You're not going to be around for like 8 hours, so.
Have fun.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
Good luck, but you definitely are not going to your job today.
Now, I would imagine that would be, this would be easy. It's not like this would be hard, but a job
like
that.
Heavy equipment operator or something.
Trying to drive a forklift.
That's like joking aside, that's kind of why I pat ourselves on the back is because we're helping educate people to not just be like, what is this? Give me that. And they eat it. Like, relax.
Because, that's how I started off. And look what happened that first time. Remember, I ate the entire package?
Yeah. You're like, this won't bother me. And then you were night.
It was, that afternoon was awesome. But then I just was like, I got to go to bed now. And it was like 4 in the afternoon.
Yeah. No, it's dialed in.
Hundreds of milligrams.
It's dialed in. It's dialed in. You find exactly what you want. I know exactly what I like that relaxes me, and I can fall asleep faster, and I'm chill, and it's awesome. That's what I like. Well, we're here. Happy Thanksgiving Eve. You can talk to us. Twitch mics are always on. Stop by and say hello there. Powered by the DWI guys. Hopefully you never need them. Do not drink and drive tonight, friends.
Oh, man, yeah.
You are going out and about.
Whatever. Just for the simple fact that they're going to be out there.
Yeah, they're going to be out there.
So, badass as you think you are, man.
Yeah, you're not a badass.
You ain't more badass than a roadblock.
You're not worth putting your life at risk or anybody else's life at risk or even just getting a $10,000 DWI.
I was going to say, or that, where it's...
You're completely selfish and think about nobody but yourself, there's the thing. The DWI is going to cost you like 10 grand.
That better be a delicious cocktail to cost you 10 G's.
Yeah, so don't. Just don't. Take an Uber, call a friend, or drink at home like the rest of us.
That's the thing is if you look at it because I've done that on like high peak travel nights.
Yeah,
there's a bajillion Ubers around here.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah, don't drink and drive. Be smart, friends. All right. Watching the World Cup these last few days, you'd think it's the most violent sport in the history of sports.
It does not do them any favors when people are like, yeah, but soccer players are all just. They all flop and all that, because that is what a lot of these guys have done. Wales? My God.
Yeah, like, I get it. Cody and I both played soccer for many years.
Yeah.
I get it. You get kicked sometimes. Sometimes you fall down. Sometimes you get tripped. But the amount of times these guys are laying on the ground like they've been shot.
Screaming. Because they got touched by a foot. Yeah.
And we just watched a guy, I don't know if it was a Croatian or Morocco player, but they had to get carried off the field.
Moroccan? Yeah, I don't know what his deal was. That was the guy that was laying with half of his butt cheek out.
Yeah.
So his had a butt cramp. That's got to be the most embarrassing thing, being carried off on a stretcher like that by like six guys, 1910 style.
I'm like, guys, come on.
Right? Get up.
Come on.
It's not a good look. Well, in football, they get pads.
Yeah. And they're also running at full speed with the intention to lay each other out. You're kicking a ball around and you got hit in the ankle a little bit.
Yeah, amount of extended time that's been there has been insane.
The amount of games I've seen over 100 minutes.
Because
I'm like, what? It's like 102 minutes?
Right, I watch the Premier League. They don't go over that.
No!
At all. It's never 10 minutes of stoppage time.
It was crazy,
like,
yeah.
The Italian leagues and stuff, none of them are like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's crazy. Oh, well.
And is the female World Cup happening right now too, or is it just men?
Nah, I don't really know when theirs is, to be honest with you, because our women's so good. It's just whenever the next time we win.
The women's team is elite.
They're usually,
right?
Yeah, they're usually very, very good.
So happy brine day to Cody Mackey, who's just breaking down his brine.
I'm doing brine.
So the bird's thawed?
I think
for the most part, yeah.
It's basically thawed. If it's not 100% thawed right now, mm-hmm. we want to put it in some warm water later on. Because it's going to just...
So what do you... I mean, I don't want you to give away your brine secrets.
I need some more...
You said you had to stop and get oranges, and I was like, what's the oranges for?
I'm going
to
do oranges, a bunch of cinnamon, maybe some spices. A lot of the spices will probably get drowned out with, you know, the liquid that whatever is in there. I don't know if... Because it's mostly just, you know, water and apple cider vinegar and stuff like that. It's not really... I don't know if a lot of apple cider itself would do anything. Maybe apple juice.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do a thing of apple juice, some lemons.
It's turkey and cider. Well, now what that means...
Let me tell you. What are you going to do?
Now, the insider part. And then are you doing your other bird where you stuff the butter under the skin and stuff?
Well, that's this.
Oh, so brines and then tomorrow you do all that.
Yeah, I'll brine it because I've got to get the unsalted butter for that. Because make it...
Too salty.
Yeah, with all that butter. So I do got to go to the store the day before Thanksgiving, which someone that worked at a grocery store for 10 years or 15 years,
you think
or whatever,
you'd know.
That's such a stupid move.
You'd think you'd know.
But I don't ever mind because I'm not going in for 10,000 things. I can take a hand cart and be in and out and you know what I mean? And I don't ever mind waiting in a line. I'll wait for half an hour. I don't care.
Do you do your hot sauce bird too?
That's the same one? But it's because it's just a different...
Oh, there's so many steps with one bird.
It's different varieties, so this bird isn't going to be the hot sauce bird. It'll be the fall time spices and some of the butter.
Very nice. And then what one's deep fried?
That's that one. That'll be this.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, brine and then into the deep fry. This one's going to be all done.
So this is brine and then butter tomorrow and then butter into the deep fryer and then you got your bird. Wow. Yep.
And then also the oven bird.
And then also the oven bird.
Because we like an oven bird. Sure. And my mom likes to make this. You can't make... the soup out of the deep fried carcass.
You can't? Why?
It's very oily.
Oh, it makes sense.
Very oily. And saltier. So you don't want that much. I don't like the soup anyway, so it doesn't matter to me. The more turkey, the better.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get turkeyed out. Not at all.
I saw a guy driving down the thruway yesterday with a smoker. He was like he just bought a smoker on a trailer. And my first thought was, that guy's done talking to his family. Like, he's decided, this is what I focus on now.
Oh, God, yeah.
I'm bringing the smoker home, and this is all
I
do.
Well, he's going to sit in front of it for about an hour and read, because that's what I did with the Blackstone.
Right?
I read the manual cover to cover, just standing out on my balcony. Just,
this guy, and it was like...
Oh, and then I was Googling.
It was one of those smokers, like, the size of an outhouse.
Oh,
like, it was on a trailer. So I'm like, all right, well, this guy, he's got... days planned of setting this up.
And you don't have to sit out in front of it, but...
You're going to sit out. You got to watch it. You got to see what's going on.
Kind of want to sit out in front of it, right?
Because anybody I know who's bought a smoker, it becomes a slippery slope where it's like, I might just smoke some meats. And then it's every weekend, I got to get up at 4 a.m. I got to smoke some meats. And then they've got Bluetooth receivers in the house.
Yeah.
They're watching video. It's like it becomes a life.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Meat smoker guy.
That sounds like a great life.
Well, I don't want to be a meat smoker guy, but I want to know a meat smoker guy. That's the way to do it.
Yeah, that really is. Hey, throwing a couple racks of ribs.
Like, if you want to get up at 4 a.m.,
I do.
Drop a brisket in there, get your day going. I'll come over later and then eat the brisket.
I really do.
Mm-hmm.
I love doing all that.
Yeah.
That's the best. That's my favorite part about Thanksgiving is, the eating, it's great or whatever.
You get to stand up by a deep fryer.
Mm-hmm.
Probably drinking a beer.
Have some beers, having a little schmurky
schmurk and burn, nice crisp air. Nice, dude.
Football. Oh, yeah.
It's the process. It's like a, it's therapeutic.
Yes. Yeah. Like, I cook, and then I'm like, I don't even want to eat it. But then you do, because it's, you know.
Well, that's the part. I was just talking to somebody about this. Like, that's the part about Thanksgiving, is it's like, guys, let's cook for, like, 15 hours and then be done in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then it's over.
Yep.
And in reality, while you're eating the meal, it wasn't worth 15 hours. You're like, this is all right.
No. I, things I've made have always been good,
mm-hmm.
but every time I always make something, and like you just said, it takes so long, and I eat it, and I go, man, that was a long time, and right. I'm done. I took 3 bites. That was fine.
Like, no one
Everyone
that
else
like,
seems to like it.
Yeah.
But
no one that are like, that was the best meal I'll have all year.
Right.
No, it's usually like, eh, I mean, that was it.
Yeah. Right, that was good. Thanks.
Yeah. We just spent 15 hours on that. All right. Twitch.tv/KRockCY. You want to stop by? Don't forget our Thanksgiving hangover Friday morning over at Bagelicious. We'll start broadcasting at 6. You guys can stop by. I should let you know something. And I'll tell you this all morning long because I don't want this to be missed.
What? I want to know.
Boss lady
tell me too.
Gave me money to go buy a prize.
Oh, yeah.
And I went and bought it yesterday.
Is it what you said?
It is a, I don't know how many watts. It is a wireless.
Yeah, I'm going to take this.
LED Bluetooth speaker.
I'm going to have to take this.
With 13 hours of battery power. So you charge it and it will run for 13 hours.
So you just take it to the beach?
Take it to the beach, take it to camp, take it wherever you want to. And it ain't like one of these cheapo ones. It was $150.
No, I know what you're talking about. I want one of those. Those are
big.
Cool. Yeah.
Mama Mac, there's a Christmas gift for Cody Mac.
Those are neat.
That was...
Oh, smoker.
So she said, go buy one of these big speakers. She thought it'd be a good price. So I go, yeah. So...
Because we're a radio station.
And,
I get
yeah,
it.
And we do the house parties, and we do all these... Like, our job is to make sounds happen.
Yeah.
So no, I like a speaker. That. But even, I will not be offended if you just put on Spotify and listen to Oasis over yeah. it either. So.
Is it? I mean, is it here?
Yeah, sure.
Huh.
Well, I mean, unpack it and plug it in and stuff.
I'm saying, I mean, maybe it's not here all of a sudden.
I left it in the box. But
you want somebody to take out your box.
How do you win this?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody who donates on Friday gets a ticket. And okay. at the end of the show, we'll draw a ticket. So whether you bring one can or you bring 100 cans, you get a ticket just for donating. We appreciate that. We'll put you into the box. And then at, you know, 9-ish, we'll do a little draw-ski.
We have one of those things, right?
We do, but I don't know why we're going to have so many submissions that I need a wheel, like a spinny thing. Do you? I mean, I'll do it. I'll bring it.
It's either that or a top hat.
I don't know how he went from
that. I'm just saying. That's what you pick names out of.
It's weird that it's weird that I can more easily get a bingo rolling thing than I can a top hat. I don't know where I find a top hat.
Although I don't know where the bingo thing is either because I was up there looking for whatever the hell I was up there for the other day.
It might be out of wine and chocolate. Maybe they do something to wine and chocolate with it.
And I didn't see that thing up there at all.
Anyway, so if you're coming out, and obviously you're going to stop by even just to see us or grab some Bagelicious breakfast on Friday morning, but any donation gets you a ticket to win that powered wireless Bluetooth speaker. It's a big one, too. It's a party speaker. So that's something you guys can win. Happy Thanksgiving Eve, everybody.
I'm going to try some turkey right now.
Do you? You can eat?
Why is there not like a pre-Thanksgiving turkey?
I'm going to do a lot of Thanksgiving talk today just because it's a lot what's on our minds today.
Great. I'm down.
I'm thinking a lot about, you know, obviously I don't do much. My sister-in-law and brother-in-law host it, and then my actual sister hosts it. So really, I just kind of show up with some sodas.
Yeah, but did you get your sodas yet? And did you get the ride dip bread boat thing? Or are you also having to go to Wegmans?
No, wife is handling that because she knows I'm an idiot.
You're making your wife go to Wegmans?
Well, she's making... No. She already went. She went yesterday.
Oh, so you got it.
Yeah, no, but I think she's making something. I think she's making that today, the ride
boat.
She's
making it?
I don't know. She makes like a bread thing.
I almost did that the other day.
She makes a dip.
A bread bowl.
Did you?
I almost
did. She made that last night. She made a broccoli cheddar cheese.
Really?
Soup. Yeah.
We almost had a bread bowl almost on the same days.
I know. I didn't eat any of it, though.
No.
I just couldn't get it. I couldn't get an appetite yesterday.
That's when I see. That's why we got to get you a nice vape that works well for you.
That makes you hungry? I just couldn't
get it. Well, just to give you a little, it can kickstart certain things. Because they have that now. You know,
for appetite?
Yeah, because that's...
Oh, I can eat. Don't trust me. I can eat.
Well, this is almost like you have no choice because it's almost... It's like that's what they mm-hmm. have for cancer patients when, you know, they have no appetite.
Yeah.
It helps kind of kickstart things. So even if they don't want to...
They're going
to
eat.
It's like, well, I got to eat like at least some broth or something. So...
No, but to answer your question, I did not get the sodas I had my mind set on.
Oh, no. Why?
I don't know, man. Maybe they're not out yet. Maybe they're just like...
I'll go today because I'm going to be around that area... Right in East Syracuse. And if they have them,
What are you going to do? You're going to drive to my house in Fulton?
Yep.
No, you're not. Not for sodas.
For sodas, yeah.
No, you're not going to drive that far.
You've got to come right by.
I wanted.
You drive right by me. I will meet you on Thanksgiving for your sodas.
No, it's not worth the effort. Where are you going to go?
You want this Xbox?
Where? Where are you going to go?
Right in East Syracuse there.
The Wegmans?
No. Across from the Little Caesars. It's the... I always get the damn name wrong. Is it the Dollar General?
Oh, that's...
Not the yellow labeling outside. Not the green labeling, but the orange and red and yellow or whatever.
Yep, I know what you're talking
about. There's also one right... Now that I say that, right down here on your boulevard before you even kind of leave the city
almost.
Didn't
even think about the Family Dollar in Phoenix because that's where they got the sodas I like.
Yeah, that's where the cranberry ones are
I
usually.
Was going to complain Family because... Dollar. Walmart Damn. Never has, like, I don't Walmart, you'd think you'd have your act together.
Something's going on. And it's I don't want to hear the shortages things because they'll have stuff
at other
sometimes.
Stores.
Yeah, and I'll, yes.
But there'll be, like, specific flavors they don't carry.
It's very weird. It's very weird.
I don't know if they're sold out or, like, maybe they got a run on them, but there was, I wanted the cranberry ginger ale. Wait, what do I want?
Yeah. Cranberry Sprite.
No, raspberry ginger ale.
Cranberry Sprite
is what I like.
Pepsi.
And I got the Pepsi, obviously, but there was none of the other two weren't there. And I didn't even think about the Family Dollar.
Yeah, that's where it's at.
Didn't even think about that.
Yep.
That's the place to go. But yeah, I was, so I got a normal Sprite. I got a normal mug root beer because root beer hits.
Well, still.
Root beer hits. Then I got Pepsi. I got Kool-Aid Cool Bursts.
Oh, wow.
Burst the family.
You might as well.
Oh, my daughter broke into them last night.
Well, I mean, because they're delicious. Or I saw some poor guy the other day doing the store transfer thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what I was expected of the Walmarts that don't have the products, but the other ones do?
What?
Where you call and go, hey, this is Cody from the store
1224.
You got any sour cream, man? I ain't got any sour cream. And then the other guy's like, dude, I got so much sour cream.
And then what happens?
Then you have to do like an in-store transfer
on
that guy's end. And then I drive out to...
You physically drive?
Yep, I used to do it all the time.
Like a Walmart truck or your vehicle?
No, it's just my car. I would just take my car and rip. Well, you get to leave work. You're on the clock.
Yeah.
So I would just go. Usually it was the Cicero store and I'd rip over to the Cicero store.
And they load it in the back of like your Alero or whatever?
Yep, and then I bring it in and do a store transfer on my end, and bing, bang, boom, I got all the sour cream.
That ain't bad. That ain't bad.
Because that's, you know, different stores sell out of weird things, or or if, you know, on my end, you open up that back of that truck and everything's tipped over. You go, oh, that's great.
Okay, good.
That'd be fun now.
That's pretty cool. It's in-store transfer.
Right? That's those weird things that when you work at the grocery store places that you see that they're out, and you go, what? Call anybody else?
Yeah.
But they don't.
And by the way, this is the time of year to get those brown and ready rolls or whatever that seem to only exist around Thanksgiving.
I put those back the other day because someone just tossed them onto the shelf.
How disrespectful.
And I went, no. I said, those are far too valuable of a commodity to be.
Just willy-nilly.
And usually,
so you're restocking at the store?
Yeah. Right. Well, because I was like, I'm going over there anyway to get something. I'm putting those back over there. Because usually then that's grabbed by the person doing the reshops, and then they're going to get mushed somehow, and now no one gets to enjoy brown serves.
Only one last bag.
That's it.
Yeah, Tom says raspberry ginger ale is only at Wegmans and Price Chopper.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
You'll see. I never know what those crazy bastards at Family Dollar do.
I don't know. I'm just going to go ahead and assume it was in preparation for today because the two stores I went to yesterday, every stock person was out. You couldn't physically walk through the store.
No.
And that includes Target.
Yeah.
And then the Walmart I went to.
And
those big giant racks were out and they're just stocking everything.
This is the, I'd always usually volunteer to work it because, you know, it was. Whatever, but man, I know it'll come up in my memories. The pictures I used to take of opening my dairy door, the giant cooler door of 15 by 15, and having it shoot open, because it's so jam packed with product in my cooler.
It was just in preparation for today.
Yeah,
today's got to be the busiest grocery store day of the year, right?
Honestly, I think Christmas week's busier for grocery stores because it's. What's weird about this, and I think I've mentioned it before, is that with Thanksgiving, it's a few items usually where, you know what I mean?
True.
It's a couple, it's a bunch of stuff, but it's a few set items where Christmas is everything.
Everything goes.
Everything and everything.
And I think a lot of people are home for Christmas, whereas Thanksgiving, people travel.
Yeah.
So you're home for Christmas. You're like, we've got that week coming up where a lot of us are off from Christmas to New Year's, and we better just fill the house with food.
Yep. It's insane. That's just what I noticed working, you know, every Thanksgiving and, you know, Christmas time, whatever, at two different grocery stores. I mean, it's busy. Don't get me wrong. It's nuts. Today is insane. I'm so stupid for waiting this long. Yeah, I can't believe I waited and didn't get just the dumbest things.
You'll get. I think a lot of people will be coming after work tonight. You'll get there before them.
No, it'll be.
Oh, it'll be busy all day.
It'll be nuts. That's my point. But yes, no. If even worse would be any time from 2:33 on. It's just going to be a madhouse.
Yeah.
A madhouse.
Yeah, because everybody gets out probably early today. Get home, start the brines. Start brining that bird.
Gotta get to brine the bird.
Good morning, Wayne Mahar.
Good morning.
Now, I know that normally we're looking at weather footage there in the weather center, but Cody's going to lose his mind because you got like a livestock cam. Where are we looking at like cute little sheep today? What is that?
Yeah, this, believe it or not, this is somewhat local. This is a live cam from a farm sanctuary in Watkins Glen.
Oh!
And they've already been up and about working. This is the sheep, and the workers have been in feeding them. And there you go to start out the day before Thanksgiving, live cam of farm sanctuary in Watkins Glen.
Any reason in particular? Or you just wanted to show some cute animals this morning?
No, just I thought, you know, turkey, of course, is, you know, tomorrow. We think about Thanksgiving, turkey tomorrow. Didn't have a turkey farm, but sheep, we got that going for us today.
Wayne, I do need to thank you. Yesterday I asked if you could just warm the weather up enough for me to get my pumpkins melted off, and it happened yesterday. Thank you so much. The the snow pretty much melted off up in Oswego County. It got into the 40s, I guess, and I don't got much left, just the piles, really. It melted out pretty good.
Okay. Well, you should be able to melt the rest of it over the next few days, because tomorrow we could hit 50.
Whoa! That's what I like to hear. Well, Wayne, why don't you give me the rundown? We're talking about it. What are we going to see here through the weekend? Okay. Through the holiday and the weekend.
Okay, a few extra clouds around right now, maybe even a straight flurry, but eventually becoming partly sunny today. No travel problems anywhere around locally, anywhere in the eastern U.S., really. No major travel problems today. We're in the mid-40s, partly cloudy, upper 20s tonight. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, partly sunny, high temperature around 50.
Nice.
Then you got a little bit of an unsettled pattern developing. A little wet weather on Friday. If you're going to be doing that Black Friday shopping, some wet weather Friday, mid-40s. We dried out with a partly sunny day Saturday and bring back another round of wet weather on Sunday. And 50 Saturday, mid to upper 40s on Sunday.
I know tomorrow morning I got some relatives who are running that turkey trot. Is it going to be chilly tomorrow morning, or are we going to be starting getting close to 50 in the morning?
Well, early in the morning when they're running the turkey trot, and I've done that before, you're probably going to be looking at a little chilly, probably in the mid-30s.
Okay. So they'll get up, get a bundle up, run the turkey trot, and then go enjoy the house. What I like about the weather going to be in the 50s tomorrow, Wayne, you can crack those windows a little bit, let the steam out of the house, let the heat out of the house.
There you go. 50 degrees tomorrow for Thanksgiving. We love that.
I like hearing that. Wayne, have a fantastic Thanksgiving, sir. We will talk on Monday. Enjoy the
holiday. Have a good Thanksgiving. Safe travels, everybody.
Wayne Mahar joins us just before 7 o'clock. We will check in with him on Monday when we get back. All right?
Nice.
There's your update. Keep it locked.
Nice.
What?
50.
50, yeah. You're going to be out there smoking frying your bird.
Yep.
Smoking a burn.
Wearing shorts.
Wearing you.
Might as well.
50 degrees, basically shorts weather.
All right.
If you're wearing pants, you're a moron. You're an idiot.
At all, anytime.
It is our Thanksgiving hangover broadcast at Bagelicious Bayberry Plaza in Liverpool. Myself, Cody Mack, just Joe, doing our annual food drive for the Food Bank of Central New York. Stop by. Drop off non-perishable food items. Canned foods, boxes of food and stuff.
This is almost like Charlie Brown. I like it.
It is Charlie Brown.
Oh, it is Vince Guaraldi Trio?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It's the Heartburn Waltz from the Thanksgiving special.
Nice. It's going to be fun.
We will be there kicking off at 6 a.m. Bagelicious opens at 7, but you can stop by anytime. We can stop by anytime. And of course, you load up that K-Rock truck with goods.
Definitely aren't gonna, though.
Cody's putting the challenge out there. He thinks you're all... He thinks you're all a bunch of L7 weenies.
Yep. L7 weenies.
You ain't gonna bring... We ain't even gonna get a can. We ain't gonna bring food.
Much.
But the good news is this.
We'll do good.
Not only are you doing good for the community, you got the opportunity to win a prize.
Oh,
Boss Lady, let me buy a cool prize for you guys.
I can still steal it.
It is a... It's a... Not a little speaker. It is a party-size LED Bluetooth wireless speaker with 13 hours of batteries. It's a $150 speaker I bought yesterday.
PS5, everyone's
saying.
It's a PS5.
It's a PS5. Yeah. It's a PS5. I'd feel better about it if I'd feel better about myself if I gave that away to the audience.
Not to one of these jerks.
No, it is not a PS5. It is everybody who donates... It's a ticket. We'll put the tickets in the top hat.
I gotta
find an old-timey magician somewhere and steal his top hat.
No big deal. We'll find
Or Frosty the Snowman. We gotta find him if he's melted a little bit.
Don't. If we take it off him, he dies.
I know. My favorite. There's a cartoon. Maybe. I doubt a Family Guy would do this. But somebody drew a cartoon where, like, the kids put the top hat on Frosty. And then he turns to a real man, and he's just naked standing there. And they go, and they take the top hat back off, and they throw it in the fire.
Hello.
Hi, children. He's got his snowman pud just out.
It's a carrot. Has anybody ever not done that?
What?
I think anybody that's ever made a snowman has definitely made the
carrot wiener there.
Wherever you think the nose is going to be, definitely becomes a wiener for at least a minute.
Yeah.
Right?
Happy birthday!
Yeah, what the hell is the matter with him with that?
He's made of snow!
So?
He's a brain!
But he's so magical that a pile of snow can come to life, but they make him slow?
Yes!
But only for a little bit! like they made him like Rain Man.
Yeah. He knew a lot, but he was... Yeah,
right?
I know.
Yeah, happy birthday. Definitely happy birthday.
What?
No, you idiot. You know for a fact it's Christmas time.
Right.
Oh, I don't know. I know that I'll melt if I got out of...
Oh, Jennifer Coolidge?
Oh, Jennifer Snowman Coolidge.
Jennifer Coolidge over there?
Frosty the Coolidge.
Everybody who donates, whether it's one can or 100 cans, you're going to get a ticket to win that Bluetooth speaker.
Yep.
So, come on out Friday morning. Let's run down some Thanksgiving stuff for tomorrow, as a lot of you are doing prep already. I got a lot of people texting in the Twitch chat saying...
Yeah, that stuff starts now.
Like now. They're up now.
You got to do stuff now for all the things you're making, I'd imagine.
And for those of you saying they missed where we're going to be Friday, it's Bagelicious in Bayberry Plaza in Liverpool. Just start typing Bagelicious in your phone. It'll show you how to get there. It's in the strip mall. Right next to Antonio's, and I think, what's that other thing? Like a Kinney, maybe? I don't know.
I forget now.
Whatever it is.
But man, I'm telling
you. But you'll see the K-Rock truck.
If you've never had a Bagelicious breakfast or sandwich or whatever.
Forget about it.
Just, I'm telling you.
Forget about it.
Just do it.
Forget about it.
Just shut up.
Just shut up and do it.
Go to bed. Wake up. Come to Bagelicious.
So a lot of you are priming for tomorrow. And I got just a rundown of a ton of questions about Thanksgiving, surveys, people saying, what do you prefer, blah, 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 all that stuff. Like, okay. I can start with this one. This is something we actually even addressed already. Your mashed potatoes, you like them a little lumpy, you like them totally smooth?
You know, I was thinking about that yesterday, and I think I want smooth.
Really?
Because I like some with the lumps.
Yeah?
But if you're going to make, like, hey, what would you prefer?
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd prefer the smooth with, like, the sour cream and the cream cheese. And
I think I'm with you on that.
And all that.
62% of Americans surveyed like lumps, though.
So
if you're on the fence, that's the more popular option.
Although, I think tomorrow...
I love lady lumps.
Oh, well, yeah.
Lovely lady lumps.
I think I'm going to try a little bit of gravy on stuff. What do you think? Like, I'm going to put it on my mashed potatoes.
Wait, you don't...
No,
this
I
is
don't.
New to you?
Well, no, we keep talking about it so much. Everyone's talking about it. Maybe I'll try it.
Wait, you?
I don't put gravy on anything.
You don't?
No, I don't like
it
on stuff.
How have I been this close to you for 6 years and didn't know that?
You know, because remember I said I put Miracle Whip on it on my turkey, and then you were like, "Ah, you're gross," and you.
Yeah, but I assumed there was gravy in the discussion.
No, I don't really like it.
Katie says gravy is gross. Do I have a bunch of anti-gravites in here? Like gravy is delicious.
I don't know what it is. I'm gonna try it though. Maybe I'll whip some up with the turkey drippings, because that's what you do,
right?
Is
it a touching thing that bothers you?
No, I just don't like... It's I don't even know
the,
what...
Like the texture of it, the that, consistency.
And just like what it is.
That it's like snot consistency.
Yeah, and it's just like meat flavored liquid or something. You know what I mean? I don't even know what it is. Yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna try a little taters, I think.
Wow, there's so many of you texting in saying gravy is gross. What?
Yeah.
Bro,
man, no,
I'm learning so much, man.
A lot of people.
Gravy is my favorite.
Do you make it or you get the jar?
I'll just get the jar. Or if, I mean, how do you make it? You thicken up whatever the juices are?
Yeah. See, I might try that because we got a jar of it. But
Pink calls it meat diarrhea. No.
Right? No, it's just, I don't know what it is about it. There's just something about it. I mean, I want to try the gravy fountain. I mean, it looks like, though, I saw that we got tagged in all those where someone already did it.
Well, everybody's done everything. Yeah. There's nothing new.
Yeah.
Man.
Because I've made gravy before.
I know you have. We did gravy shots before.
Yeah,
We've done them.
So, I mean, I've done that and I've made it and it takes, but I don't know. So
I just learned something new, I guess. I don't know.
I don't want it on my turkey, though. I'm going to go with my usual, but I think for a little mashed potatoes.
It's dancing around in your brain?
Maybe I'll touch the
turkey. So, like, if you go to Kentucky Fried Chicken and get the potatoes, do you ask for no gravy?
They give you the side. Because it gives you a side of it.
Yeah.
And it'll come with it,
but you don't even mess with it?
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
Wow.
Not.
I learned new things.
Yeah. It's just like a thick meat juice.
I had no idea he was not a gravy fan.
I give you my gravy.
Well, that was one of the questions. Do you like your gravy smooth or with mushrooms and onions mixed in?
Oh, God.
Nobody wants that.
Because that's like what's that called? Like a marsala almost, if you do the wine
that's
or whatever.
So gross.
Yeah, no.
Why anybody eats mushrooms and onions? I'll never understand.
Sometimes onions and things is I've been using it in for recipes, but you chop the you chop the ish out of them,
yeah,
and then you saute them, and then it's it is what it is. But
No, that is classic. Katie says she sees people make like the giblet gravy where you chunk up all the extra parts. Yeah. I don't want that. I don't want that.
I think I said it on air. I can't remember a little while ago that I'm going to it today when I go to brine the turkey. I'm gonna fry up all the innards that come in the bag. Why not?
And then eat, and you're going to eat them or just?
I might take a bite of one or two because I've eaten like the liver, the kidney, the heart. Mm-hmm. I've tried it. Mm-hmm. They're not bad, but for the dog. For the dog.
Elsa, come eat your innards.
Eat a heart.
Eat a heart, Elsa.
Eat the heart of this dead bird.
Boxcar texting and asking if I like poutine. I don't like poutine. I freaking love poutine.
Okay. I am iffy with it. It has to be very basic poutine.
Yeah?
That, like the hot
gravy,
spot
and gravy and cheese curd?
Yeah, they just make the one with like the chicken tenders and stuff on it because there's too many things on my French fries.
I love a good tater tot poutine as well.
Okay.
They do that up at the Modern Malt.
Oh, really? The tater tot one?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro. And they'll mix like spicy chicken tendies in there and stuff. Yeah, it's clutch. Mm. All right, very even quiet. Very debatable question here. As we're running through the survey of Thanksgiving items for tomorrow, like debates over pies, and I'll get to that.
A lot of people don't like gravy.
This is what I'm learning. This is blowing my mind. You open up a whole door here.
Look at that top 10.
Hold on. Let me see what the top 10 says. It's a visual, but it's
if you cook
they take the neck of the turkey and make it look like a wiener and balls. If that's hilarious.
Either one of our turkeys tomorrow or today have necks, Mom. That's how we're making it.
Put that on there, yeah.
Turkey's going to have a wiener.
This one, the results are 50-50, so I will ask everybody.
Uh-oh.
Yes or no to ham on Thanksgiving?
No, for me, I don't, because it's...
For me, I hate ham, so if no.
Yeah, no, Paulie does. That's his...
On
his family does it, because he's got the Italian family, so they have... That's just an excuse. Anytime you get together, it's an Italian family excuse to just make all the food.
Well, yeah.
I'm going to make a lasagna, too. Why?
Why are we doing this? Huh? Yeah. Yeah.
Because.
Yeah, that is a very Italian thing.
Yeah.
What's the bigger deal?
But that's what I mean about Christmas time. Because right now, it's just like the turkey. Maybe it's a ham. Mm-hmm. But you said 50-50 people are
50-50, ham or no ham.
But where Christmas, it's like ham and lasagna and turkey.
The only time I want to see a ham is on Easter, and I'm not even going to eat it then.
Not me either.
I'm not going to eat it then.
Not me either. I didn't realize people would be split 50-50 on Thanksgiving ham.
Yeah,
though.
Kate says, Josh, you got to try ham with ham gravy. I don't want that.
Oh, yeah, I saw her put that.
I don't want
she
that.
Had that.
Wow, a lot of you passionate about ham. Either some of you despise it like I do. And some of you very much want it tomorrow. Tomorrow?
Interesting.
Where's turkey? I am.
do the people that are saying yes to ham, are you ham only? Or are you turkey and ham?
Pat Lucas,
and,
rum ham is always welcome, yes.
Well, yeah. And then I need to know, what order are you making those in? Because if you throw a ham in the oven, mm-hmm. and then you immediately throw a turkey in right after it,
mm-hmm.
is it going to taste like turkey? Or, I mean, like ham? You're going to have a little turkey ham? Or the other way around, if you make a turkey and then throw a ham, will, you go, ham, will your ham have hints of turkey?
I wouldn't mix them. I wouldn't mix them. Yeah. If I'm kind of, listen, I know that I'm a fat slob, but if I can only really have one meat at a meal. Like, if I've decided this is a turkey meal, that's my meat. That's my protein.
I get you.
Even if I'm at a buffet, and yeah. they're like, hey, you want prime rib or you want chicken? I choose a team.
Oh,
I
really?
I can't go both.
See, I would for something like a buffet, I'd probably go both. But,
Cousin Jay bring up a good question. I don't know. He says, I was watching Gordon Ramsay cook a turkey. He says, when the turkey is done cooking, you need to let it rest for as long as you cooked it.
Almost, man.
For hours?
Not maybe.
It'd be cold.
I don't know about that, but it is a damn process of how long you have to let it sit there. Because if you don't and you go to cut it, it just crumbles apart.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I've always just seen that turkey come right out of the oven and you cut it right up.
No, I hate doing that. Well, I mean, I hate that you have to wait.
Mm-hmm.
But, ugh.
Tom says if you have a poultry allergy, ham is your option. Is that a real thing? You can have a poultry allergy?
Back in my day.
Snowflakes. Go outside. Melt.
All right, good question here. We're talking Thanksgiving tomorrow. We're obviously talk a lot of Thanksgiving today. Do you start your meal with a salad?
Nope, I'm grabbing my crotch. I got male genitals. I'm also not, no rabbit genitals either.
71% of people said no, and those people are right. Don't bring me out a side salad.
On Thanksgiving.
I've already
you're
been eating everything.
Yeah, you're going to make me waste room with
a side salad.
With a side
Get the
salad.
Hell out of here.
If you bring a side salad to me on Thanksgiving, I'm going to pick it up and huck it right at the wall.
Like a frisbee, man.
Right at the wall.
Who would want that? You're not at a restaurant.
Get out of here.
Super salad? No, I've just been eating cheese crackers, rye boat, little mini pickles.
little tiny pickles.
I've had potato chips dip. I'm good. Let's get into the meal.
And all the things I've managed to pull off of the main meal dishes with my fingers when no one's
yeah,
looking.
Yeah, and I've already been eating the turkey. If you want me to be honest, I've already been eating it. You guys haven't yet, but I've been picking it.
Well, while that's the hardest part about when that deep fried turkey rests, within a couple minutes, you can start breaking off chunks of skin and having at it. Because that's the best damn part.
It's good. It's good.
And, man.
And I'm sorry if we've offended any of you who are looking forward to making a salad tomorrow, but nobody wants it.
Nobody is.
Get it out of here.
Get out of here.
And I'm talking like a green salad. Not like a...
What? Like the person just texted in. We started Thanksgiving by snacking on ham salad. Are you being for real, though?
Yeah, I mean, I'll have like a Slim Jim salad before.
You never know.
Yeah, the side salad is the celery stuffed with cream cheese.
Oh,
yeah,
that sounds pretty good.
That's what I love.
And I don't think we're going to have any because I don't know who cares. Usually Thanksgiving is the only time where I'll eat one or two shrimp. But I don't really want.
I have just learned that my bro don't like gravy.
I don't like gravy.
He despises seafood.
No, not seafood.
But he goes against the grain and will eat a shrimp
I'll
or
eat like
two.
One or two. Because you'll eat the one with that spicy cocktail sauce and you'll go, oh, maybe I don't mind shrimp. And then you eat the second one, you go, I hate shrimp.
Never. I don't even dabble.
Because it's like I used
it
to like.
It looks gross. It smells gross.
I used to like imitation crab.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
I'd eat imitation crab. But then all of a sudden that changed over. I couldn't do that.
No. Absolutely not. But just completely duplicated in a gigantic. green bean casserole, yes or no for Thanksgiving? 61% said yeah.
How you eat it after you swish it through the net so many times?
Oh, from the green beans? Greenies. Yeah.
Now, I know that's a staple. People love it. I don't like the green bean casserole with the French onion frickers on top there. Nah. That's not my jam.
All right. Also on this survey, you got to pick one, apple pie or pumpkin pie.
I'm taking pumpkin pie.
I'd take apple pie, but really,
wow.
I want neither. I want chocolate pie.
I can't. I let my brain do that one.
What, like
I just started talking and whatever popped out is what popped out. Mm-hmm. I want pumpkin pie. Interesting.
Yeah, apple beats pumpkin pie, in my humble opinion, but I think that chocolate pie beats it all.
I do like that. I think I only take pumpkin pie because apple pie is more readily available this time of year. We've had it for the last, like, month or two.
Sure.
Whereas pumpkin is now or never.
Sure.
That's it. Can't have it any other time.
Mr. Pink says none. Cheesecake. Dude, if there's a cheesecake, I'm taking cheesecake.
Pumpkin cheesecake?
For sure.
And I'm on pumpkin cheesecake?
Text line dragging us. By not eating shrimp, Josh, I have demoted you from show bro to show girl. Why, show girls eat more shrimp than I do.
I'd be a girl.
I'd be a lady. And then he goes, I'm tempted to call the cops that you like chocolate pie over apple pie.
There.
Chocolate pie is the best pie. You doing, you talking it in?
Yep.
I know you are. Another one of this survey. It's a bunch of just things rhubarb. About tomorrow's celebration. I'm not eating rhubarb. I know you and everybody likes rhubarb.
Rhubarb, yeah.
Here's the question. Also a very split decision on this survey. Do you play Christmas music at Thanksgiving? Yes or no? Survey was 52% yes. Pretty even split.
No, because it's football, and then you're eating, and then it's football again.
Mm-hmm.
So, no. Maybe on the way home, maybe I'll play Christmas music.
I think that's, I'm with you on that. Like, okay, brain is no longer Thanksgiving. Now we're in Christmas time.
Because it'll be on. I think...
Is Lights on the Lake open on Thanksgiving?
Oh, I don't know.
I should find that out.
But I'm assuming old man Paulie, with how busy his schedule is, isn't going to take his time to make the Christmas music switch off on Thanksgiving. You know what I mean? For
haven't
the night
they already jumped? Then,
oh, I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Whatever he's doing over there. He's very busy man.
He's very busy.
Very busy man.
I'm very late last night in Brooklyn. All right, that's all the questions I had on the survey. And then finally the stuffing. Does it go in the bird or not on the bird? I don't want it out of the bird.
That
grosses me out.
I don't care. You can do both. Just make sure it's in the bird. It's cooked all the way.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's like prime.
Like salmonella.
Yeah, that's prime food poisoning.
Nah, put me on the side. Give me just a bread pudding on the side.
I like a stovetop. I don't have a problem
love a
stovetop. With stovetop, man.
I love it.
It's good.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ribs, pork, dog. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rabbit.
You name it.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, pork, dog.
All right, I can confirm. Wegmans Life in the Lake is open tomorrow night. It's a big night, so if you got the family in town, you want to hit up an amazing holiday drive-thru as you let that belly bass really settle in there.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, you want to get festive? You head on out to Wegmans Lights on the Lake. You go to lightsonthelake.com. You got to buy tickets ahead of time. Obviously, it's easy to do that. You can do it right on your phone. Lightsonthelake.com.
Can I do it?
Bring the family. And it's a carload. So you stuff them all in one van.
Yeah.
You pay one flat fee. And you...
All your stupid kids in one car.
Kids!
Heads!
Heads!
Babe!
We're going to Lights and Lake. Babe!
Babe!
Babe, bring the kids down.
Get in the car!
Bring the kids down. I'm actually shocked by this question. They asked people, would you skip family Thanksgiving for $1,000?
Yeah. Sure.
Only 44% said yes.
Yeah, and then I would just...
Like, say, okay, I'll take it to dinner tomorrow.
Or just be able to do it tomorrow. I'm getting $1,000 to not do anything today.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is it? Give me $1,000.
I'm sure my mom would understand.
Yeah, your mother is saying yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do it tomorrow. Turkey's tomorrow. Okay.
I mean, another day to brine it. I love seeing my family, but I'll just come see you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're giving me $1,000, I'll give you each $10.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Everybody gets a 10 spot on the way in.
Well, if you want rude things people do. And actually, I have a question, too, that I was thinking about. What time does everybody do Thanksgiving tomorrow?
Usually how it works is that we usually eat sometime during, once the Cowboys game gets going, that usually
like
seems...
Like 4?
Yeah, it usually seems to be when we eat. I mean, it could be earlier. I wouldn't have a problem with it, but that's always...
It's
right
just,
over there, then we pause it, and then once we eat, we go back, and then we have fast-forward time for Cowboys.
I was just driving yesterday, like I said, I was in my car for 6 hours yesterday, I had a lot of time to think, and I was like, Thanksgiving's like the one day a year where you're like, I don't know, we'll eat at the most random of times.
No, it always confuses me with holidays, especially this one, where it's aren't the first one you're going to. It's like, all right, you want dinner?
No.
11 o'clock.
No, yeah.
At night? No, in the morning.
Be there, and I love it. I love it.
See, I can't, it's... The earlier it is, I get too, like, you eat, and then I'm like, all right, time for bed. I'm a sleepy boy now.
Generally, what I'll do tomorrow is, because I got to do a double banger, is we'll do the noon with my mom and sister and, you know, that whole fast side of my family. I won't go too hard. And then we go to my brother and sister-in-law's house. I'll turn it up a little bit.
You crank it, and then you start having at it?
Yeah.
Because then now you know you're settled in. You don't have to.
I got my belly base. And I know that I'm coming off a real good run with chocolate pies at my mom's Thanksgiving. So I've already had my sweet.
Can we get a confirmation from your mom that this is happening? Because it's making me real nervous how much you're mentioning chocolate pies. And I want to make sure
she's made her baby boy a chocolate pie every day, every year.
I mean,
for I would say at least 31 years, as long as far back as I can remember.
Let's just make sure, because, you know.
I mean, it's fine if I go there and there's not a chocolate pie. I just got to slash her tires and go home. That's all I'm going to do.
I was going to say, we just got to make sure. Because
she's just going to flip it into a whole lot of her problem. That's all I see.
Right, and then she's going to be all upset. Oh, you slashed my tires. Sounds like a whole big her problem.
It's like, I did not make the chocolate pie, Mom.
All right, she says she is. All right. So make sure that nobody else has any.
Showbro Joe says dinner's after the Bills game. a lot of you are like, I like Oopie. He's a nooner right there. 2:30 for Aunt JoJo. Tom is between 2 and 3. Showbro Dan, 3 o'clock. Yeah, like you. You like the football games to be settled in.
Yeah, the first game can be over or whatever. Then we'll start deep frying. Uh-huh. And, you know, then you can get it in there. Because what I hate the most about the holidays and we don't anymore because it's not necessary. It's the rushing. That's everybody's rushing, and you gotta wake up and you gotta get ready, and it's gotta be at this place by 9 a.m. and then you gotta go to this place, and then you gotta go over here, go eat this, do all that. Now you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna smirk.
Yeah,
I'm gonna deep fry a turk, and I'm gonna eat the turk.
It was interesting. I was listening to an interview with Kristen Bell yesterday. She was talking about Thanksgiving, like her and Dax Shepard, and they have a family.
Yeah.
And she said for years and years she would do that, where she'd cook all day and make all day, and all her family flying or whatever. And then 2 years ago, she just found a place near their house and paid for it to be catered. And she said she'll never go back because she doesn't need to rush around.
If you can afford all that?
Yeah, she's like, the family time is more important to me than 12 hours of running around. But again, you got to be able to afford that. It's not cheap.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, but if you can and you can find the quality or just as good, then why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
What's everybody saying?
Seems like...
That's a funny joke. Text line goes, dinner with my family is a lot like Spectrum. Could be anywhere between 11 a.m. and 8 p.m.
Just make sure you're there.
Just make sure you're there.
11 to 8.
I guess when it's done, it's done. You know? We don't know when it's going to be done. We're doing our best here. Friday morning, we will be live from Bagelicious in Liverpool for our Friday Thanksgiving hangover show. Obviously, we will be doing our annual canned food drive, non-perishable food items, to benefit the Food Bank of Central New York. We'll be there starting at 6 a.m. Bagelicious opens for food at 7.
Mm.
But if you want to stop down before 7, we'll be there. Just make the donation. The K-Rock truck will be parked out front. We'd love to see you in person. Every single person who makes a donation, whether it's one can or 100 cans, we're going to give you a ticket to win this really cool Bluetooth speaker. It's big. It's like a big party speaker, $150 value. All you got to do is make a donation. That's it, man.
They don't got to talk to us or anything, do they?
I will not speak to any of you. Please do not even look at me.
Always.
Please.
Talking to us and looking at us.
So, I understand, like my brain has two sides of the Titanic thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm a fan. It's weird to say fan because a lot of people died.
I'm a fan of that tragedy.
I'm a fan of that tragedy.
The tragic deaths.
Rather, I should say I'm interested in it.
No, you're interested in the history
story
of it.
And you know, my family's been to the Titanic Museum twice now.
Yeah.
But I don't think I need to own anything that people had on them when they died on the Titanic.
Oh, like that they recovered or was floating around and they scooped it up?
Like they just sold the postal clerk's watch for $116,000. It was on his body. It was his pocket watch. It was on him when they found his body. I don't think I want that, you know?
That's morbid AF, as the kids say.
Right? Like, why'd you take it?
Yeah, that's like a grave robber. Oh, pocket watch. Hell yeah. You ain't going to need that anymore.
So I guess there's like a story behind it. Here's the story. First of all, it's a pocket watch found on the what?
Yeah, it's haunted as hell.
It's super haunted.
Yeah, definitely, Lottie. 100%.
It was on the body of a crew member killed in the sinking of the Titanic. sold for $116,000.
That's a lot of money
to buy a dead guy's watch.
Yeah.
Oscar Scott Woody's timepiece stopped the moment the ship sank. So it hit the water, the North Atlantic.
Oh, and it's on that time.
And it froze in time. It stopped working. He was among the 1,520 passengers that died. His body was pulled from the ocean 10 days later.
Oh, God.
Along with some of his personal possessions. His waterlogged pocket had this watch in it. It was returned to his widow. Oh. The watch's screen was shattered, and both the minute and second hands were snapped off.
Oh.
But the imprint was still there, I guess, from when it sank. I don't know how it works.
What? How did they get snapped off?
It was frozen at 2:21 a.m., which is when it hit the water. The auction sold it for, like I said, $116,000.
I mean, that's kind of neat, but that's something that, yeah, and everyone else is saying it, too. That should be in a museum, I feel like, with a little plaque that says frozen in time, blah, blah, blah. Here's something.
Well, at that Titanic Museum, they got a bunch of stuff that was on the Titanic, like, you know, silverware and dishes and stuff, but I don't want to see a dead guy's watch. Yeah, you know what? You could have kept that part of the story out. Like,
don't even.
It was on his bloated corpse for 10 days.
Pulled his bloated, diseased corpse out of the ocean for 10 days later and inside of his waterlogged pocket. Just be like it's like, an artifact from.
Hey, man, we found it on. It was pocket, on a dresser.
His pocket watch hit the water at 2:20 or 2:21 in the morning and then froze like the imprint, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. It did not need to. But I get, you know what, though? For the person that bought that for 100 whatever. That person ain't buying that for $100,000.
$116,000.
Without that story.
True.
You're that guy, you're not going, oh, yeah, I'll get that if it's just.
They want to know.
Pulled us out of the Titanic. Mm-hmm. No, this was on a guy.
Yeah.
He hit the water. It froze when it froze, exactly when it went down. And his ass floated around the ocean for 10 days before they pulled him out. And this was in his pocket.
Yeah,
still.
Right. Opie Pawn Stars be like, I'll give you $50. Best right? I can do.
Give you a nickel.
Best I can do.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. Text line. For $116,000, I better get the dead guy, too.
Yeah, right? I want the pocket it was in.
I want all of it. Give me all of it.
Give me that jacket.
Tomorrow's Thanksgiving, so naturally there will not be a Cocoa Puffs, but I want to make sure I let our sponsors get a little love.
No.
Because they proudly present Cocoa Puffs every single Thursday, just obviously tomorrow's Thanksgiving. So
Don't worry. East Coast Emeralds,
what?
I'll be using their products.
You'll be using the products. You just ain't going to watch it. East Coast Emeralds over there in North Syracuse behind the old Ponderosa.
And I am, my stupid ass will make sure I will be dropping that piece off today because he's only got the one.
Oh,
so
the
you
candy
guys can
cane,
have
yeah.
it for Black Friday.
It has not been used. He has his candy cane glass.
Yeah, I'd feel like a jerk if that's his one for everyone wants it for Black Friday and I don't have it back to him.
We'll tell you all about the great deals he's got going on. I can tell you 50% off any one item. So whatever the most expensive thing you're going to buy at East Coast Emeralds on Friday,
yeah,
take 50% off. Just pick the most expensive thing. Save your money right there. We'll tell you about the goodie bag opportunity he's got. We'll tell you about that in Twitch. Can't do that on the radio. Also, Paper and Leaf Hemp Company, a proud supporter of Cocoa Puffs. Mm. I was there yesterday. Dude, New Hartford's got a ton of new stuff. Check out and see them.
Yeah,
or in Maddiedale.
We're getting even more stuff in. They said by the time we get up there to do a Facebook
thing.
Yeah,
love it. And then, of course, Sharif's World of Fashion. All of those are the proud sponsors of Cocoa Puffs. Our cannabis broadcast. Of course, you can see that.
When does that start?
Not tomorrow.
Oh,
but
next week it starts. Gotcha.
Killen says, anyone else hosting the family tomorrow? I can't wait. I think you like hosting?
Really?
Good for you.
I mean, that's cool, though. It's nice that you like hosting. A lot of people do not.
Bring the family together.
Yeah.
I do like getting to see the family tomorrow.
Yeah, mine's a nice, easy day.
Yeah.
Don't really do much.
Three bird. You get your three bean salad.
Right. Get that three bird salad.
Three bird salad going.
No, they were pricey. I was looking online just a little
look at the Cornish
just
game
at anything.
Yeah.
And I don't. I'm not going to do all the things to put a chicken in the air fryer. You know what I mean?
There
I don't
you
need
go.
To waste a chicken just for made a,
the, made a chicken.
For the funniness of
bird a person. Made a chicken.
Yeah, JoJo's hosting alcohol and you can snarf a couple things.
Yeah, man.
That's what's nice about
that's
all
how you
that.
You get through it.
You snarf something, and after a while, it kicks in. You're good to go.
You're just walking around. You're as happy as can be.
Right.
So, I wonder what this study means, because you and I are both picky eaters.
A little bit.
And maybe you can help me understand what this is saying. If you are getting ready to break out your red dinnerware for holiday guests,
oh.
you should know that a new study has found picky eaters are less likely to try foods on red dishes.
What? That's weird. What a weird study. Again,
we got cancer. Still got cancer, a lot of diseases we can work on. But
let's get some government grants to find out these studies about red plates not wanting
to. It's unclear
food.
Why, but researchers suggested it could be because they have a negative expectation when seeing the color red.
Why?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't think the color of the plate affects if I'm going to try it or not.
No, not at all. And I don't know if I've ever even seen like a red plate.
Like red holiday plates. You've never seen those? Like a serving dish that's red?
I don't know. I can't really think. I mean, not enough that I would be like, oh, that's a red plate. They're going to take the red plates out. I'm not eating off of those.
No, like, I think it's just like a subconscious thing that you supposedly do that you don't realize you do.
I'm not eating off of any plate unless it's got dividers on it.
Yeah. Like, if I look down and I see cocktail weenies, like pigs in a blanket on a red plate, I'm eating those.
Yeah, I want mine.
If I see buffalo chicken wing dip on a red plate, I'm eating it. Yeah. I don't care. Little mini pickles, I'm eating it.
Yeah, a couple people's are red, but I mean, is it by design or choice or accident? Like, I don't think anybody...
I think it's a stupid study that we did not need to do.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I don't think it did anything for anybody.
Nope.
We've been talking a lot about Thanksgiving today, and then the day after Thanksgiving, well, I've been telling you about this a lot because it's coming up. We only got today to tell you about it, so it's our Thanksgiving hangover show. It is happening Friday morning.
Yeah, I guess, huh?
This is it. Bagelicious.
We won't be here tomorrow morning.
Right and early. Come on down and see us. We'd love to say hello. Obviously, make donations to our friends at the Food Bank of Central New York. We do this every year. We've called it Biggest Cans. We've called it a bunch of things. This year, we'll call it the Thanksgiving Hangover. You stop down. We'll be there 6 to 9. Obviously, if you want to eat, Bagelicious doesn't open until 7. So come down between 6 and 7. Just drop it in the truck, hang outside. Every single person that donates, even if it's just one can.
I'm excited.
Every single person that donates is eligible to win this gigantic Bluetooth speaker I bought yesterday. $150 value.
Yeah.
It's a big party speaker.
I know. I got it. When you said big, I pictured something in my head, but that took up your entire back of your car.
Yeah, it's like a PA speaker, like a PA system speaker. It has 13 hours worth of battery. It is LED. It has got LED lights that flash on. It's Bluetooth, so you connect it to your phone.
That's what I like. The 13 hours of battery.
And to be
dude.
Honest, if you win it on Friday and you're still around and I can hand it off to you, you hook that up for the house party Friday night.
Yeah.
You'll be banging. You'll be banging just like you're at my house.
Blow my neighbors out their windows.
We're partying in here.
Yeah.
So as we get into what is soon to be the Christmas season, might even be for you, 70% of people feel they waste money on unwanted Christmas gifts.
Maybe. I don't know.
I did have to say to my wife, I'm not saying they're unwanted gifts that my kids get, but they're filler gifts, you know?
Yeah.
And I go in my son's closet the other night because he wanted to have his holiday beds on, his holiday bedding on.
Oh, yeah.
He likes a good vibe. He likes a good vibe. Both my kids like a good vibe.
Yeah. So I can't wait to do all that.
Changing his bedding out. And there's just stacks and stacks of filler gifts, which are like, break this rock to find the gem inside. Or here's a little basketball player. You want me to bring him in? We'll do him in here, bro.
Dude, you bring that damn rock thing right here.
You've never done one of those?
No. Oh my God. We can get some gems, dude.
We get them for my kids every year. They're like, they clearly are not. Nothing fancy in them, but it's like a rock.
No.
And it comes with a little hammer.
Yeah.
And you smash the rock until you get the gem out.
You know what you need to do?
What?
Take them all out when he's not there.
He would never care.
And then wrap them back up and give them to him again.
Honestly, dude, that ain't a bad idea. He's not listening right now.
Especially the ones at like the bottom.
He has no idea those even exist. No,
he would have no idea.
They're just filler kid gifts where it's like, you can make crystals using this solution. Doesn't make them.
I will bring it in here. We're making crystals in here.
I know what I'm getting Cody for his birthday next week.
We're making crystals on Monday.
Bringing him in. Well, 2 weeks is your birthday, right?
Wow.
Cody's going to be making crystals. He's going to be finding gems.
He's going to be breaking rocks.
He's got
gems.
Little basketball guys that run around.
New science experiments.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
What?
What are these little basketball guys?
I don't know. It's a mat where you like lay it out.
Okay.
And there's these little plastic basketball guys that just sit there on it.
Oh, right,
he's got that set up as like a display.
Ah, gotcha.
Let's look at the plays, run the plays.
And his Mario Kart. You should
Mario
bring that
Kart,
in.
Mario Kart, I should bring that in,
Especially when this place shuts down and
we're, just drive
we're
around.
Here by ourselves. We'll have all of that. We can move desks and such.
Mm-hmm. So 7 in 10 people say that they've spent money on a gift that was just nobody wanted. It was like a filler gift, like a pointless gift. Unwanted gift.
Oh, real quick. A bunch of people from Oneida and Rome and Verona are all texting me and trying to buy my crystals. It's not that, guys.
Not different kind of crystals.
Sorry, that area.
Different kind of crystals.
But yeah, no, that's filler gifts. I get it because I don't, not a big fan of it either. It's just like a, but I get good ones. Whereas, you know, like a candle or something. I like that. But I get what you mean where it's just like little, here's a basketball hoop for your desk. Like,
thanks.
Someone that they got a mug with a basketball hoop on it. Like, I was like,
thanks. There you go.
Yeah, never going to use that.
No, I think I got my wife some good stuff this year. I'm happy with what I've done.
Uh-oh. Are you now?
I got a bigger floor drum.
I was going to say.
No, I got good things. Because these last couple of years, I told you, I've been keeping a running tally on my phone. So I remember if she says she mentioned something or likes something.
That's a good idea. It's a good idea.
Keep that running on there, but...
You having them shipped here this time?
Yeah, or I get them myself.
At least? Oh, you're going to go and actually get them?
I spent 4 hours last night cleaning out the closet. That's why I sent you that photo of that dresser. Is I was cleaning out, trying to make room.
That was in your, it was in a closet?
So
I was going to say, oh my God.
I wanted to simplify the office space just because I don't got the best of workflow, Cody. Are you like me where you're like, when you get an idea, you have to do it right then and then you have to finish that job right then?
Yep. And then if I don't like it, it's like, oh, well, I'm glad I wasted 2 hours doing that.
Like that was me yesterday. I got home.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got all this crap in the office that I just got to get out of here and I got to make room in the closet for Christmas gifts.
Yep.
So I just started doing it, and I could not. That's part of the reason I didn't eat dinner, because I was just like, I just got to do this. I got to be done with this. I can't go to bed with this task still on my brain.
I get you.
And that's what I was just doing yesterday.
Yep. You just have to do things.
Yeah, you clean them. But then I'll wrap them, and I'll hide them in the closet until Christmas Day.
I really think you should definitely just go take all those filler gifts and just do it. Or just have
He would have no idea.
Or have them to give out for if you got to get, like, nephews or nieces or anybody else.
That's not a bad
anything.
Idea. Or any birthday party.
Yeah.
You just have the birthday party standby. If he's not going
to
use them.
Yeah, have that, like, the birthday party closet.
Yeah.
Where, you got a birthday party to go to? Guess what? This kid's getting a...
Yeah.
Well, not the gem on the rocks, so I'm doing that.
I will really bring those in for you.
Now, that I want to do. But,
I'll ask him. I'll say...
The other stuff.
Can I bring these in so Cody can do the...
You can have the gems, I guess.
I really don't think he cares.
Well, then my gems.
My daughter loves doing those things where you bust it open and find a real piece of gold, and you like get a little chunk of gold out of it.
What?
I mean, it's all just all junk, but it's fun.
It's gold.
It's fun to do. Or the dinosaur eggs, where you break open the dinosaur eggs.
Yeah, all those are great.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I don't know. Does anybody else's kids do those?
Or holiday season?
It's a big fake rock that you got to break up with the hammer they give you. And then you get to find the gem inside?
It's like the cooler version of how when we were kids, they were like, I don't know, take this pill and throw it in the sink and you have a sponge.
Thank you!
Oh, thanks.
Put this thing in the oven.
But,
Shrinky Dink. It'll Shrinky Dink, I guess.
Can you play with it? I mean, yeah, but not really. All right, cool, thanks. I'll do it, though.
Or like the rich kids who got that creature maker, where it was like that tray and you put it in, they made the little...
Yeah.
That was a toy, bro.
That was cool.
That was a clutch toy.
That was pretty cool.
You're just making little creatures? Yeah, I'm making creatures. And then what happens to them? They just gather and we throw them away.
We throw them away eventually.
All right. Hey, should we be breathing in all this melted plastic? I don't know, man.
These Shrinky Dinks make the fumes real weird.
I don't know, man.
I'm dizzy.
Anyways, hand me that straw with the goop on the end where I can make my own balloons. That smells very natural.
Right? Yeah, just take this really, really synthetic plastic in a goop liquid.
Yeah.
We'll blow it up.
Huff it up, man.
We'll touch it. It'll be fine.
Yeah, Ben Riley says, Josh, thanks for visiting our bougie Target in Fayetteville. Dude, I was there yesterday. Y'all like to act like you're so fancy in Fayetteville, manliest area out there. You aren't.
You just got a Target and a Starbucks.
Well, it's like you're a different kind of trash. Like, you all pick on me for being Oswego County trash.
Well, I mean,
we at least know we're trash. All of you out there pretend like you're not. But you're way messier. Your Target is destroyed.
It's because they're all wine drunk.
Maybe. Man, I don't know what
they
are.
They're wine drunk soccer bombs.
And can I just explain?
They go to Target after they had a couple glasses. It's 2 in the afternoon. Kelly Clarkson's not on for another hour. They got an hour to kill.
Anytime I go into that Fayetteville shopping plaza, I'm like, all right, get yourself together. You're an Oswego County kid. You're in the rich part of town. And you're all grosser than anything I've ever been to. Like, at least my Granby Walmart, we know what we are, but we're way more put together. We're clean.
You don't try to hide it.
No, we don't hide it, and our shelves are way put together.
Yeah.
They look better.
They're not bad. They're not bad.
Y'all think you're so fancy up there. You ain't.
We're in East Syracuse. We just gave up.
Did you?
We just gave up.
And can I explain something real quick, as long as I'm talking to Target in Fayetteville? Because this is a big trend when I'm at stores right now.
Quick side note, maybe one of the best McDonald's.
That's the best McDonald's?
Maybe one of. Just saying.
In Fayetteville?
Yeah, phenomenal. Phenomenal
McDonald's. It is a sleeper McDonald's. It's always great. It's always great. It's quick, too. Y'all know, and we're a problem with this, too, because you've texted us before. Y'all know how speakers work, right? Like, you understand that it's amplifying whatever you're putting through those speakers, right?
What? What do you mean?
Like, in your car, you understand.
Okay, yes.
Those speakers are in the doors.
Yes.
And they're going to send that sound into the car, but also out of the car.
Yeah.
When y'all are on your Bluetooth phone calls, we can hear the other person so well.
Yeah.
Like, so well.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
And no. I don't think no one is considering this. We get texts all the time like, oh, I was in the drive-thru and you guys are talking about buttholes. Whatever. Fine.
But.
You think you're on personal phone calls and you're actually broadcasting it to the entire parking lot.
I told you that Russian chick in my apartment woke me up that one night because I thought there was somebody standing in my bedroom having a yelling conversation, but it was just her drunk boyfriend crying about something, but she was on in her car on her Bluetooth, and it was reverberating off of the apartments, bouncing back and forth.
Like, I don't know how people don't understand how speakers work.
No, it's crazy.
Because I'm in the parking lot yesterday.
It's so weird.
And I hear
just a conversation.
Like, you hear just one side of the conversation, and this one was not a public conversation. That's, they were like,
right?
Yeah, the doctor said the ointment should come in today, and then I'm like,
right, you're like, wait a minute.
Where is that?
We talk.
They got their windows down. It's like,
yeah.
You're really pumping out a real personal conversation. And you can only hear the one side because their voice is quieter than the speaker.
Right? You can just hear like,
yeah, but you said. I don't know. Maybe we try butt stuff tonight. We'll see what happens. I don't.
Just pick one up from the store while you're there when you're inside.
I'm like, guys.
What?
We can hear all of this.
So, nah, they don't. They really don't care. It's that same person that does the talking
that's
on their
Bluetooth,
phone,
that's on the speaker the entire time,
and just walk
or
around.
On FaceTime, walking around. Yeah, why? Yeah, I did.
Or even the person that just as bad is that they have to take a phone call, so they have to walk back and forth.
In front
of you all day long.
Yeah, like what do you,
Jordan?
Yeah, they pace. There's a lot of phone call pacers here,
right? Yeah, did you have a desk? Go sit
at your desk. Go on your car. Sit in your car. Kylie Baldwin.
Good morning, guys.
DollarInvestmentClub.com. You sign up, you pay a bill to yourself. Like I've been telling you to do year after year, you just find those subscriptions that you don't even know you have anymore.
Right.
Pile that up to like $100 a month, $150 a month. Heavily invest the rest of it. Lee was trying to educate us about the history of the original Black Friday.
The original Black Friday was...
So when was this?
1869. It was when the market crashed.
What?
And it was financier Jay Gould tried to corner the gold market.
Mm-hmm.
So... you know, so we have our Bitcoin fiascos. You know, so I guess human nature doesn't change ever, right? 150 years
No,
earlier.
You're about to tell me that a rich guy tried to scam the system? That never happens. I'm so
shocked,
glad.
Right?
I know,
yeah.
Right? That's something that, thank God we got rid of that, Lee Ball, and that never happens.
As long as there's been Wall Street, there's been people trying to scam the system.
So what do you mean corner the gold market? What does that mean?
So they had, the story goes, so he had inroads into President Grant, who was the president in 1869, but he was a heavy drinker, and so they had inroads to him. I think he sobered up because he kind of got himself out of it. So all of a sudden, they tried to corner the market. It fell apart, and then confidence was lost, and then the market crashed, and that was the original Black Friday. Now it's taken on, a different tone, right? We all watched that. And
yeah, it's totally different now, and I don't know if it even matters, right? Because who... Do retail companies still see that bump on Black Friday itself, or does it kind of more spread out now?
I think it's more spread out. I think, it's kind of the American way. You get a good thing, and you just got to keep
piling
on.
Beat it to death.
But I think it is important because as us on Wall Street being observers, we're trying to see if the consumer is still out there. It's very important to the economy to see who's buying what. Last year, as you may recall, we were worried about people were shopping earlier because there were supply shortages, inventory shortages. I think it's going to be the opposite this year, where there's going to be
a lot of stuff,
and maybe a lot more deals. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. So
then you throw in the Cyber Monday, which is a phenomenon from like maybe last 10 years,
years.
So so that's we'll be watching that over the next few days. So
And Saturday is a shop local day, isn't it? I believe Saturday is where you support local businesses. Yeah.
That's so a great idea, right?
Yeah, and there's also Friday's also Buy Nothing Day. People say, I'm not going to buy anything on Black Friday.
There you
go. There's all those things, you know?
Well, it's, it is the kickoff to the holiday season. We're all, we got a month left in the year. It goes fast, doesn't it? So,
yeah.
And with the Dow down about 6 or 7%, like, it's made a little comeback here last few months.
What have we seen as far as a reaction to this Bitcoin news that came out? Obviously, that house of cards falling apart.
I mean, if you think about it, I think it's a bigger Ponzi scheme than Madoff, right?
Yeah, for sure it is.
And dollars. So, I can still remember the day when Madoff was getting dragged out of his, apartment in New York, and some photographer took a swipe at him, right?
Like,
this guy is like kind of like it's weird, kind of, but it's a big dollar amount. And it was completely a scam.
It's completely a scam. And then it's like you keep seeing this. I think that a lot of people get duped by, I don't know what the phrase is, but like everyone wants to be a Steve Jobs. Everyone
right, yeah.
wants to be the next big tech genius who's
right.
going to show us the next big thing. We saw it with Holmes and Theranos. She gets sentenced this week.
Right.
Because she's like, oh, I've got this amazing technology. And everybody's... They don't want to miss out on the next Facebook or the next,
right.
Twitter. So they're all in and all this money goes in. And same happened with this guy in the Bitcoin. Everyone's like, well, you're running commercials. I don't want to miss out on Bitcoin. And then they give him all this money and it was just a Ponzi scheme.
Silicon Valley has got this mentality and it's really, it's fake it till you make it.
Mm-hmm.
It's. When we look at things, we want somebody that's making it. Like you can't like it's really
right.
pervasive there. And I think it's very as investors, you have to kind of take a step back and
see
what
have
is
to.
Real. But there were smart like high end hedge funds that fell for this guy that was completely
because nobody wants to miss out on the next Apple.
Yeah.
And
everyone
there was very high end people that fell for Madoff.
Always
like, so. And back in 1869,
right.
it was very like everybody was in the know,
mm-hmm.
but they weren't. And
mm-hmm.
so I think again, logic, common sense prevails.
Yeah.
And that's what kind of we're trying to do. But it makes for exciting reading.
And what was
it?
What's his name? Andrew? I forget the guy's name. That the whole. Thing that crumbled this week, but he was exactly doing what you're saying. He went to MIT and then he would only wear like sweatshorts and like t-shirts
oh,
and he
right.
was, had the messed up hair and everyone's like, oh, he must be a tech
genius.
He would like sleep on a beanbag in his office and you'd have meetings with him and people are like, he must be so eccentric.
I know you're talking about that
his parents
Sam
were
guy
both,
or whatever.
Yeah,
yes, Sam Bankman.
I just read
yeah,
that
right?
everything he did was fake.
Yeah, everything.
That whole thing was fake. His
everything
whole,
was fake. It was
whole
a whole
persona
thing.
Was fake.
And it was a Ponzi scheme and then people go to take their money out and it's gone.
And I guess today I saw where he wrote a letter to his employees apologizing, explaining. You can't explain it when you
no.
steal money like
yeah.
to that level.
In the billions, right.
Yeah, he just bankrupted
and
everyone.
So, right. So, but the market has not affected the stock market. I mean, Bitcoin hit a 2-year low yesterday, but in the stock market in general, they're like, I think maybe cooler heads prevail. So
I think if you were smart to see how this played out as far as Bitcoin and NFTs go, you would wait and see what seemed like so hot. Like, I've got to obviously have an NFT worth $1 million. And then this happens. Like, I think Lee's advice is right. Just chill for a second.
Right.
See how this plays out. You might not be the first investor in Apple,
right?
But if it's something you can invest in Apple today and still make a lot of money
right.
off it.
Right.
So
it's for sure, and that's what we're looking for is companies that are making it,
mm-hmm.
they're not faking it to make it.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Anyways, well, Lee, have a delightful Thanksgiving,
you
sir.
You guys, great
I know
to see you.
You'll be out on the yacht tomorrow with
oh,
the family,
yes.
Oh, having turkey fed to him. I'm sure he will. Lee Baldwin, DollarInvestmentClub.com. You sign up, you pay a bill to yourself. Thanks, Lee.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, I got to get a lot of plugs in here because
all the things.
East Coast Emeralds presents our gaming stream here in a couple minutes. We are going to go head to head. Vikings-Patriots, that's a Thanksgiving game, right?
Yep, that'll be your piece of pie on your Thanksgiving night.
Cody and I will play that game. I am the Vikings here. The P is the Patriots. East Coast Emeralds has a whole bunch of really cool stuff happening Black Friday. Can't tell you about it on the radio, but we will tell you about it on Twitch during the gaming stream. Just know this, I can tell you, 50% off any one item. So if you pick your most expensive item, boom. 50% off right there at East Coast Emeralds.
Got them.
No Cocoa Puffs tomorrow. It is Thanksgiving, so we want to thank Paper and Leaf Hemp Company, Matty Dale, and New Hartford. I was at New Hartford yesterday. They got delicious treats.
Yeah, they do. They delicious treats. Sorts of stuff.
And Sharif's World of Fashion, that is tomorrow. Friday morning, we are live over at Bagelicious, doing our canned food Thanksgiving hangover drive.
Yep.
You know all about that.
Get some cranberry sauce.
Any donation gets you a ticket to win that big old Bluetooth LED speaker, $150 value.
Yeah, where is that?
All you got to do is bring a single can if you want to win, but we'd love it if you brought more. This is to benefit the Food Bank of Central New York, bright and early. We will, of course, be streaming it on Twitch, assuming, knock on wood. I'm going to go over there and set that up today, that everything works and connects and all that, so hopefully you'll be able to see us there.
That'll be fun. We're going to have a fun couple of days.
And we'll have a band performer, too. Just Joe is going to join us for the broadcast. The band Raspberry Something is going to perform. They got a great fundraiser coming up on Saturday. We'll tell you about that.
All from my high school.
You know, all of them? Like all the members are?
All of them.
Wow. Yep. Same years? Like you went with them?
A couple of them. A couple of them. Nice mixture.
So all of that happening, guys. Make sure you put that in your calendar. Come down and see us. Like I said, we're going to start the broadcast at 6. Bagelicious opens at 7. But you can make donations between 6 and 7. The truck will be parked out front. We'll be available if you want to come say hi to us. We'd love to see you. All right?
I'm so excited to just have all of that at our fingertips.
Just right there?
Just the Bagelicious will all just be right there.
Yeah, yeah.
And be like, Jenny Bagels, bagel me! And I'll shoot my hand up.
Bagel me ASAP!
And then she'll whip one over and I'll just
I told you, bring some of your turkey leftover so you can try it.
I'm gonna
bring a little dish.
Yep.
And see what you can make on a bagel.
I'm gonna make a Thanksgiving sandwich.
Thanksgiving hangover sandwich. Yeah. Yep. Give it a go. All right.
Delicious.